Yes, the Labor Department has expanded pandemic unemployment assistance to those who feel that they are in an unsafe working condition related to the pandemic. And so we think that that could allow for many Americans who are currently, you know, uncomfortable or feel unsafe to get unemployment benefits.
Is there a possibility that these recent unemployment numbers we've been getting from the Labor Department could see a spike because of these changes?
Yes, we do expect an increase. Census data shows that over 5 million people aren't working because of fear of contracting the virus. And so a good pool of those people could very well be eligible for these extended benefits.
So obviously, as we mentioned at the outset, I mean, this is something a lot of people have been dealing with. And I guess in the past, they were frustrated because they were denied unemployment benefits.
That's right. So prior to this change that was made yesterday, those who felt that their employer wasn't following local or federal COVID regulations, if they had been offered a job or if they still had their job, they were still required to work. And if they weren't working, they couldn't receive unemployment benefits.
And I think it's important to point out here, as we see in your article, these changes, they are retroactive?
That's right. So people can file for these unemployment benefits back until December 8th. So if they had been in an unsafe working condition from that date, they can backdate the claims until then.
Is there any sort of burden of proof that you know of here? I mean, someone can claim they don't feel comfortable going back in the workplace. Do they have to prove it? Do they have to get a doctor's note? Is there anything like that?
That's a question that we're still also waiting on clarity from the Labor Department for. We're not sure how the Labor Department is going to verify this. It's not like they have a large enough staff to be going out to individual employers across the country, to be sure. And so we are also still looking for clarity there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.